close your eyes and pull out a dog.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome to this special bonus edition of the Star Sport Podcast. We're going to have a full episode for you as normal on Tuesday, but we couldn't miss out on the chance to chat about the exceptional performance of some of our top athletes over the weekend. My name is Jack McCarran of the Southern Star, and I'm joined as always by Star Sport editor Kieran McCarty. Before we kick things off, I'd just like to give a gentle reminder, as always, to our listeners and viewers to please rate, review and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube. The Irish Life Health Elite Micro Meet took place at the National Indoor Arena on Sunday, and some of West Cork's finest stole the headlines. The Ballineen Bullet, Phil Healy, who we'll speak to momentarily, was in flying form, setting a new PB of 51.99 to win the women's 400 metres. Glengariff's Dara McElhenney was also in action and very much informed. West Cork man ran a personal best and set an Irish under 23 record when he finished second in the men's 3,000 metres. And Kieran, we've just had some big news about team selection for the European Indoor Championships, which take place in Poland in March.
Yeah, the European Indoors are on in Poland from March 5th to 7th. And the good news is Phil Healy will be competing there, Joan Healy will be competing there, and so will Dara McElhenney. So we can officially say on this podcast, Jack, that West Cork is taking over athletics. We've taken over Munster Rugby, we've taken over the world of rowing, and now West Cork is taking over the world of Irish athletics. But now it's just, it's incredible success for West Cork athletes. For three to be selected on an Irish team for the European Indoors is terrific. We know about Phil Healy, obviously, Irish 100-metre, 200-metre record holder. Her sister Joan Healy has been making headlines for years and years. We've talked so much about Dara McElhenney on this podcast too, and it's great to see Dara selected on the Irish team for the European Indoors. So coming off the back of a terrific win, terrific weekend for them in Dublin, this is brilliant news.
Absolutely, and as you said, West Cork very much taking over, and Phil Healy, who I saw in your report, is now the second fastest woman in Irish athletics over 400 metres. She's already the fastest over 100 and 200. And Kieran, you had a chance to catch up with her a little earlier on. And just before we do speak to her, maybe just tell us how she was and maybe describe some of the action from Sunday, because she really pulled it clear and never looked like being caught, despite the fact she was up against two of Ireland's other top athletes over 400 metres.
Yeah, Phil was in incredible form again for her season opener in the weekend. But before I talk about Phil, just a quick word on a couple of more West Cork athletes who are in action at this micro-meet event in Abbottstown. What this was, it was a special event for elite Irish athletes held by Athletics Ireland to give the athletes a chance to post qualifying times for the European Indoors and ranking points for later in the season. So Dara McElhenney, he raced into the record books on Saturday when he ran a personal best in the 3,000-metre indoors. He ran 7 minutes 50.80 seconds, which smashed the existing Irish under 23 indoor 3,000 meter record set by Mark Carroll, and that stood since 1994. So that's incredible stuff by Dara to break a record that has stood since 1994. What's that, 17 years? Incredible stuff. So Dara finished second in the 3,000 meters in Abbottstown behind the winner John Travers. So not only was it a personal best, it was an Irish under 23 record, and it was good enough to get him to the European Indoors in Poland next week, which is terrific in itself. Then Joan Healy was in action in the women's 60 metres, and she finished in second place in 7:42. That was behind the winner, Molly Scott, who ran 7:36. Joan had already achieved the qualifying standard for the 60 metres at the European Indoors, so she will be on the plane to Poland as well. And it's worth mentioning too that Shane Howard of Bandit Athletic Club was in action in the long jump over the weekend too. So coming back to Phil for a second, we're never surprised by what Phil Healy does at this stage. Like she's the gift that keeps on giving in terms of West Cork sport. She's achieved so much over the years. and 2021 has the potential to be her best ever year. When you think that the Olympics in Tokyo are later in the summer and she's in very good shape to qualify there in the 200 metres. But before we even get to Tokyo, before we even talk about the Olympics, we have the European indoors coming up. So Phil ran a sub 52 second 400 metres on Sunday, and it means she's the second fastest ever Irish woman over 400 metres indoors, which is an incredible feat when you think that the 100 and 200 are her preferred events. It also means Phil is going to the European indoors with the sixth fastest time, excuse me, in Europe this year. So that puts her in with a good chance of hopefully getting to a European final and getting into that medal race. If we think back to her last two major championships, which are the World Indoors and European Indoors, she bowed out in the semi-finals of both. So she'll head to Poland next week with the target of trying to get to the final. Once she gets to the final, then it's championship racing and anything can happen. So the big news is, Jack, we've three West Cork athletes going to Poland next week. And as you can hear from Phil Healy now, she's in great form after another record-setting weekend. So it's the morning after the event before, and Phil, you ran a 51.99 to win the women's 400 metres at the Athletics Ireland Micro Meet in Abbottstown on Sunday. What a super run, sub 52 seconds. You must be delighted to kick your season off at such a fast time.
Absolutely, it was super to get the opportunity to race again, because like we decided to sit on like not travelling because of the risk and stuff like that. So we're holding out hope that something would actually appear in Ireland, but obviously under the exemptions and like the current restrictions, it was very difficult to get over the line. But no, it was super to get out, race and break my PB. And like for me, the main aim of the weekend was to post a good time to for seeding for European Indoors. So that box is ticked and it's full steam ahead now to European Indoors in 2 weeks' time.
I was chatting to our coach, Shane McCormack, I think it was Friday, and his words were, Phil is raring to go, like, and we said lots of that on Sunday. So how encouraging were the signs in the recent training block that you were ready to explode out of the blocks this season?
Yeah, like, we did have all the markers that there was a performance ready to come out, and, like, we would have pushed training, like, so much longer. Like, usually I would start racing in end of January, so now we're at the end of February, so we got that window to push training out more, so get more blocks in. But, yeah, the signs were there, and it was, again, 400 indoors is a bit tricky, so it was just about executing the race because it can go either way. So, like, I was delighted to have that executed yesterday and, like, to just perform because, like, there was only three in the race. The stadium was empty. There was like hardly no one inside there. I think 50 is the max they can have inside there at one time. So like it was dead silent inside there. So it was great to come out with the performance ahead of Europeans. But like Europe is like red hot at the moment. Like when I went to Glasgow in 2019, I was ranked fifth with a 52.3. I think like the top 20 are within 52.4 now. So, like, that's something that you wouldn't have seen before. So, but then when you go to a major championships, ranking kind of goes out the window, bar in terms of seeding. So, again, it's just about executing the race and taking it from there.
Mentally, so, Phil, for you, was it very important to run sub 52 seconds?
Absolutely. And like for me as well, like I had all the signs in training, but for me, I'm very much like I need to do it in a race to have like the concrete evidence that I'm actually able. So like I can keep training for as long as I want, but I need to replicate it in a race as well. So to break that 52 second barrier, yeah, it was a massive achievement for me because like it's like anything in the 51s, even 52 lows is world class. So to break it and to stamp another PB is super, and especially for the year that's in it as well.
And your time too placed you second in the all-time Ireland indoor list, so it's only Karen Chinkins and her 51.58 ahead of you. Will that be a target over the next couple of months and years to kind of add another national record to your long list?
Yeah, definitely, especially the indoor 400-metre record, like the outdoor 400-metre record is sub-51, so that's really, really world-class. So it'll definitely be one for the target. And like, I mean, obviously this year, because I only have European indoors left, like that comes to championship running, so times as such go out the window. But as the seasons go on, hopefully that is something that we can get closer to, if not dip below as well.
Just for listeners of the Star Sport podcast, can you explain why you're focusing on the 400 metres at this stage of the season? Obviously, for the Olympics later in the year, you're in a very good place to qualify in the 200 metres. So why is the 400 metres taking priority right now?
Yeah, so the 200 is where I am highly ranked for the Olympics. I think I'm ranked 25th at the moment out of the top 56, and the top 56 in the world will be selected. But last year, I secured my ranking points in terms of Olympic Games. So, like, you only hold two competitions indoor as such in terms of your ranking for your top 5 points. So I have that box ticked, and there is no 200 at a major indoor championships, and it's just 400. So that gives me the opportunity now to focus on the 400 for European indoors, because it was always the target. And even last year, we did have World Indoor Championships, and they were cancelled eventually. But the 200 was going to be the focus that year, because I needed to tick the boxes for Olympic qualification. So yes, that's mainly it, because there is no 200 at a major indoor championship, so the 4 will take the full focus. And for me, it's the type of training that works for me. Like, some people might need to be like pure 200 specific, where I always need to dabble between the 400 side of things and the 200 side of things for the best outcome.
And what can you take from running 400 meters that can help you in the 200 meters?
Like, it's definitely in terms of, like, in the endurance side of things, it also builds my speed, and it's what works for me. Like, it necessarily may not work for someone else, and like, you need the speed to run a quick 400, and you need the endurance side of things to run a quick 200 as well. So both of them work hand in hand for me, which is super. And I get the best of both worlds to dabble in both events.
And all roads lead to Poland now for the European indoors. I think it's the end of next week. And to be going over to Poland with a sub 52 and a 6th fastest time in Europe this year, that puts you in a very good place, Phil. You're really kind of looking forward now to heading over to Poland.
Absolutely, because like, you're watching all these races going on around Europe for the last couple of weeks. So to get the opportunity to race now again and be in with Europe's best. And like, again, it's just about executing your race. Yes, I may be ranked 6th or 5th or whatever I am on the list, but like, that doesn't automatically put me in a semi-final or a final. Like, anyone can go out there and perform differently. You have people who are ranked in the 20s who will come up into the top 10, and vice versa, who will drop down. So it is just about executing your race. Like, I messed up in Glasgow 2019, so I've learned a lot about indoor running. So I'm definitely looking forward to fine-tuning over the next week before I fly the week after then.
And you've told me before, like, when you go to championship races, it's a lot different to kind of a normal or other events. Like, you don't go looking for PBs over there. But why are championship racing? Why is it so different to other events?
Because I suppose you have, like, in a major championship, you have 3 rounds in most events. So, like, people aren't going to be going all out for the first round, because they know they have to navigate it through another 2 rounds. And especially with the 400, the heat and the semi are both on the same day, which is tough going, because one is in the morning, you then have to come back again in the evening. So it is a very long day, and to come out and perform twice and to put 2 top-class performances. But then there may be a case where your heat is highly stacked and you literally just have to give it everything in order to qualify. And especially in those events where pacing kind of comes into it, whereas you look at a 60 or a 60 hurdles, you can run a PB, you can run a national record if you're on form. So when it comes to the long distance events, it is more of a championship running. It is more tactical as such to navigate through the rounds.
How important is the start of indoor running too? Because you want to get to those turns ahead of your competitors. You don't want to get stuck in the field.
100%, because indoor running is very tricky, like, because you have to cut in after 150 metres. So if you're not getting to the bell in first or second position, you have an awful lot of chasing to do, and it's so hard to pass indoors as well, especially with the bend. So like, you have to make your moves and make your moves wisely, but also not go through too quick at the same time. So it is fine margins, and then it's trying to pick where, if you're not leading or if you're not in second position, it's where to pass out in the best possible position, because you don't want to be running wide, because that obviously makes it harder as well, and you're covering more distance. So it is definitely indoor running brings its own challenges and its own excitement, but that's all part of it. So yeah, it's definitely more of a a speed event indoors in comparison to some maybe outdoors, because you've your own lane, you've your own race, whereas you're navigating with six others all in the same lane after 150 meters.
So heading to the European indoors next week, if you look back at your last two major championships, it was semi-final, semi-final. Is the primary target so get to the final and put yourself in the hunt for the medals?
Absolutely. Like, the final is definitely the goal, but with the way Europe is at the moment, like, it is a whole other level than it even Worlds. Like, I remember being ranked, I think it was fifth as well, going to World Indoors with a 52.08. So, like, it shows the calibre that is in Europe at the moment, that I'm only ranked sixth with 51.99, and everyone is super, super close. There's nothing separating anybody. So, again, it's just about navigating through the rounds and going from round to round, and hopefully that we do make it to the final. But if I go out there and know that I've given it my all and given what I have on the day, then I'll be happy walking away.
And what a great weekend for West Cork athletes in Dublin just gone. We just said off camera there, Darragh McElhinney set a new Irish indoor 3,000 metre 1:23 record, took 16 seconds off his PB. Your sister Joan Healy was in action in the 60 metres as well. Is it fair to say after the weekend that we've just had and the last couple of years, West Cork has taken over, Phil?
100%, and if only people realise that, like, well before now, like, I'm always pushing the West Cork element, but no, it was absolutely super to see Dara put out that performance, massive PB, national record, securing qualification for European indoors as well. Like, that's a massive achievement, especially under the restrictions, everything. Everyone has been balancing, and then to see Joan as well, she's battled injuries throughout the winter, and then to come out and perform. She had the standard from last year, so she had her spot secured on the plane. So this is going to be Joan's first senior international individual, which is great to see, and especially over 60 metres as well. She is someone who stuck with it, battled through the injuries and the challenges that she had, and now she's rewarded with an individual best in 2 weeks' time.
You're right, her Joan story on its own is incredible, the way she's battled back from, like you said, so many injuries. And she was telling me lately that she was training with yourself and Shane for a bit as well, and she's feeling good ahead of the season. So the signs are encouraging for Joan as well.
100%, and it was great for Joan to bounce in and out, like, of the group, because, like, you're going to lose your training partners with the restrictions and things that are going on at the moment. So for her to have the ability to do sessions with me and just to bounce in and bounce off it, and just the environment and different things like that as well, is super, and it pushes us both on and gets that fine-tuning in to practice ahead of racing.
And it puts the Healy sisters in a competitive environment again, which could only be good for both of you.
Absolutely, always pushing each other on, one fighting over the other.
And finally, Phil, you're a recipient of one of FPD's Make a Difference programme. It's supporting Team Ireland Olympic hopefuls and their path and journey towards Tokyo this summer. How much of a boost and a help is that for you?
Like, FPD Make a Difference programme is absolutely super, because especially, like, at the moment, there's such challenging times, and, like, even the expense of everything has gone up. It's not just a normal year. So having that support takes an awful lot of worries away, and especially the support of the Bandon branch as well, in terms of, like, even a family sport, like you say, and in terms of insurance and different things like that. Like, I was lucky to have become an ambassador for Nine Motors in Bandon, and then to have my insurance under that as well as an Olympic sponsor has been absolutely super. And, like, I've been driving since 2011 and all under FPD. So, like, it's great to be involved with such a super brand and company, and especially as an Olympic sponsor then as well. So it is super, and I'm delighted to be a recipient of the Make a Difference campaign for the year that it is, and having that extra support, because no matter how small or how big the support, it makes a massive difference to every athlete.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. Hats off to FPD for this programme, and congratulations on another PB, Phil, and best of luck at the European Indoors next week.
Thanks a million, Karen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast, number one for sport in West Cork.
Great stuff there from Phil. And before we wrap up this bonus edition of the Star Sport Podcast, Kieran's going to quickly tell us what we can expect on tomorrow's full weekly Star Sport Podcast. And it's a special edition, Kieran, and one we're sure our listeners will be excited about.
Yeah, I just said there earlier that Phil Healy is the gift that keeps on giving for West Cork sport. But this podcast, Jack, it's the gift that keeps on giving for Southern Star listeners and even sports fans right across the region and the country. We have a special on Skibbereen Rowing Club. in this week's newspaper and in this week's Southern Star podcast, because in 2020, the club celebrated 50 years on the go. They were formed in 1970, but because of, obviously, 2020, the year that it was, the club couldn't celebrate that with any function or any event or so on. So what we're going to do is just celebrate the achievement of the club in this week's Southern Star and on the podcast. And what a lineup we have. We have Eugene Coakley, who was the club's first ever Olympic rower. We have a long interview with him where he looks at his career coming through Skibbereen Rowing Club, his huge influences, rowing for Ireland at the Olympics in Athens in 2004, and so on. So great story, great interview too, I think, with Eugene, and that's worth listening to tomorrow's podcast for alone. But not only that, Jack, we've got more. We've got Gary O'Donovan on this week's Southern Star podcast as well. Gary O'Donovan, another product of Skibbereen Rowing Club. We all know him. We all love him for what he's achieved in the sport. He, himself and Paul, won Olympic silver back into Rio Games in 2016. So we've Gary on this week's podcast, and he's chatting about Affadown, this parish of rowers. Why this one parish just outside Skibbereen has produced Olympic medalists, world champions, European champions, Irish title holders. He talks about his connection with the water, about how he's his dad and his mom used to take him to the beach, and how he used to work in the father's farm, which is close to the water, and his connection with the water. So it's brilliant stuff again from Gary O'Donovan. So we have Eugene Coakley and Gary O'Donovan on Skibbereen Rowing Club and how special this club is. And it's not to be missed. It's a cracking podcast.
Yeah, that's all to come tomorrow, as Kieran said. But for now, thanks for listening and continuing to listen to the Star Sport podcast. We'll be back at the same time, or I'm confused now, I'm reading my script. We'll be back tomorrow, as I've said on numerous times. If you enjoy these shows, please make sure to rate, review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slán tomhle.